531. Pacific peoples continue to be disproportionately affected by high suicide rates. To address this, the Ministry of Health allocated $3.1 million in the 2019 budget towards a Māori and Pasifika Suicide Prevention Community Fund to be delivered through to March 2021. Levar has been contracted by the Ministry of Health to deliver Pasifika Prevention Community Fund through to March 2021. And we're joined now by CE4 Levar, Denise Kingi Uluave, for more on the Levar Pasifika Suicide Prevention Community Fund. Maloile, thank you so much for your time this morning, Denise.
Maloile, Brian. Thank you for having me, and good morning to all the listeners out there.
Firstly, Denise, please tell us more about the purpose of the fund.
So, as we know, every suicide is a tragedy that has long-lasting effects on families and communities. And so we all have a role to play in preventing suicide. And that everybody's role will be different. And so the purpose of this community fund is to help build the ability of our Pasifika families and communities to prevent suicide and to respond effectively if and when a suicide does occur in our communities.
Talk to me about the objectives for the fund, please.
So in order to be able to do that, this fund, we have this fund available, which is has been funded, and I must acknowledge Kala Nanakorn, the Director of the Suicide Prevention Office within the Ministry of Health. They have provided this fund for us to manage for our communities. And so the objectives are, what we'd like to do is to support our Pasifika families and communities to develop some really innovative solutions to support people, as we know, particularly at this moment, going through this the COVID situation and that sense of uncertainty that we're feeling out there. And, you know, people are quite distressed. And so we want initiatives that can help identify and support people who are going through these struggles at the moment so that we can prevent suicide. And also those that may have lost somebody to suicide, how do we help them with their grieving after they've lost somebody? We also know with this particular with suicide that there are some groups that are more that we need to prioritise. And so this that may be a high risk. So we want these initiatives to focus on those particular groups as well. And this is a really strength-based approach. So we want to build resilience in our communities so that we have strong communities, that everybody feels inclusive and that they have a sense of acceptance for who they are, a sense of belonging and a sense of purpose. Yeah. And we also need to raise awareness about mental health and that we aren't afraid to talk up, you know, to speak out when we are feeling that we might be feeling depressed or anxious. And then we want these initiatives to help people to know where to go for support. Yeah.
Denise, the target groups within the Pasifika community you're looking at?
So these target groups were set by the Ministry of Health, and while they have a particular target group, we encourage, you know, all people to apply, all sorts of people to apply for different groups, and we will assess them on that. But the target groups are, as we know, men are 3 times more likely to take their lives than others in the community. We know it is high rates in our youth population. Our rainbow communities, rural communities, tend not to have the same sort of support available to them. Children and youth in care, and people with lived experience of suicide. So those are the target groups that have been set by the ministry.
In terms of, let's look at evaluation criteria now. Can you give us an overview of, you know, the evaluation criteria, who can apply, and the application process, please, Denise?
Yeah, so this fund isn't for mental health services. This fund is very much grassroots for people in the community. And so we're looking at people in, So what I should say is we administered this fund about 4 years ago successfully, and we had the types of people that were applying and were successful in being able to deliver these initiatives were, we had sports clubs, we had people from the performing arts, we had churches, we had community groups, we had a hairdresser organisation. So, you know, it's very varied, Brian, in terms of who can apply. It's not available, though, for research and one-off events and, professional development or to employ people just into your organisations as FTEs, as staff. So when we administered this fund about 4 years ago, we took a real evaluation and approach to that so that we could identify what types of things would make a successful community initiative. And so we came up with seven core elements that we know will be effective. And so naturally, it needed to be culturally relevant. The initiative that you're going to apply for needs to resonate and be build up cultural competence within our communities. We need to have a family-centred approach so that there's a clear focus on healthy and safe relationships within our families. And we know that talking about suicide, we need to do that in a safe way. So there needs to be some sort of application of clinical and cultural safety in the messages that we are putting out to our community, just to make sure that we're not doing any more harm. And so at LeVar, we provide a lot of that support because we know some of our community organisations may not have that available to them. We also, you know, what we found is those that had a targeted approach, so that they were very clear about the target audience that they were trying to implement this initiative into, and, you know, and to be sustainable. So you generate, you know, some culturally relevant resources and programs that will last just more than the initial period that they're designed for. It also requires, these initiatives require some sort of monitoring and accountability for the money that's been put out there. So you need some sort of organisational capacity to be able to report back and evaluate your program, and have that trusting relationship with the population. So if you are targeting sports groups, you know, have that trusting relationship. They already know you, and you can easily implement your suicide prevention strategy because they have that trust in your ability to do that and look after them safely.
Can we touch on the application process and the amounts that are available, please, Denise?
Yes. So if the application, you just need to go to our LeVar website, which is www.levar.co.nz/suicide-prevention-fund. We have a step-by-step process where you just go in there and fill out the different forms. And the amount of funding that the ministry has stipulated that you can apply for. So we have at three different levels. You have initiatives, the minimum amount is $10,000 and the maximum is $300,000. So you can apply between $10,000 to $25,000, between $25,000 and $100,000, and then over $100,000, so $100,000 to $300,000. And there'll be different criteria that you have to meet in order at those different funding levels.
And in terms of the application or decision on who gets funding, how is that? Is it through a panel, or how does that work, Denise?
Yes. So, LeVar, we will compile all of the applications, and then we put them before an assessment panel. So that panel is made up with a diverse range of knowledge, and that will include community members, cultural experts, clinical. We need to make sure that there's clinical safety there as well, and some representatives, a representative from the Ministry of Health. So, yeah. we'll have those people on the panel, they will make the decisions, and then people will be notified of whether they're successful.
Now, it's coming, well, applications are closing very, very shortly, and in terms of once the successful applicants are decided, is there a period within which they need to be, you know, to complete their respective projects?
Yes, so the funding goes for a year. So the projects will start in, you know, the end of July and July, and then they will finish the following June.
And applications close when, please, Denise?
The applications close the 30th of June.
Very good, which is next Tuesday. Yep. So you need to get in. So we will make sure to put that up on our Facebook page, 531PI Facebook page. A very, very big thank you, Meitaki Ma'ata, CEO of Lewa, Denise Akingi Uluave. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Denise. Really appreciate it. And to you and the rest of the team at Lewa, keep up the amazing work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Malo pito, Brian.
Malo pito. O tuo fatu malo. Thank you. It is 21 minutes past 7 with Brian and Alpha on a Pacific Breakfast. Baka Solomon, Hideaway, featuring 3P3. Some of these names.
It's Frye, Brian.
Frye. Oh,
breathe,
yes.
Slow
three
down.
Pod. Three pod. Or three odd. No, three go. Pod. Here we go. Hideaway, featuring three pod. Baka Solomon, 531PR. Pacific people together.